Doctor, you're qualified to throw divining bones. Now, what are they?
Well, the bones are all sorts of things. They're not exclusively bones. They might be shells or stones. But the bones themselves are different kinds of animals with their own particular energy, like they might be. And they're usually small, of course, because you have to be able to keep them in both your hands, like crocodile bones, baboon bones, lion bones, hyena bones, and wild pig bones, sometimes some antelopes as well. And the way it works is that really the spirit throws the bones. There's a field effect, an energetic effect, so that the bones are thrown in a non-random fashion. And then the Sangoma reads the bones according to the understanding that he or she has, that he has acquired from the teacher who's been working with this particular system and working with a spirit. It's kind of like a Morse code, a way of translating a metaphor. The easiest way I could say it is that if you came for bones, I would be throwing the bones for the metaphor of the dream that is your life. It's kind of like unraveling a dream. And the bones will speak to all the psycho-spiritual dimensions of the human condition. Money, children, wife, spouse, or a significant other, health, home, heart, soul, ancestral spirits, witchcraft, pretty much anything in the psycho-spiritual realm. Depending on how they fall in relation to each other, which are in front, which are in the middle, and so on, you can get a very accurate diagnosis of a person's psycho-spiritual situation.
The bones themselves, I mean, how did you learn how to read them in their particular positions, for example?
Well, I had a particularly good teacher who was an old Zulu who was a master at the bones, and it really took hours and hours of sitting with him and translating the dream and seeing how he did it and understanding how it came. In the beginning, I tried to be too rational about it, and it was kind of quite amusing sometimes because sometimes the bones would fall in a certain way and he would say it meant this, and then like 3 days later, they would fall the same way, and he'd say, well, it means this. And I'd say, well, 3 days later you said it meant something different. He says, yes, but today it means this. So there is an intellectual component to it, but it's really pretty intuitive, and it's a little bit like interpreting a dream, and it's very democratic. For instance, if it's not, they'll always ask for reinforcement, and if it doesn't sound right to the client, then they turn the dream around, much as you would if you were reading your friend's dream. And he says, no, I don't think that fits with me. And you kind of tweak it a bit and look at it from another perspective.
When you got initiated as a Sangoma, tell us what that process was like.
Well,
it's not secret, is it?
It's a little hard to go through, but the whole process, you know, I would go back and forth to South Africa, and essentially it consists of dancing and drumming to get into a trance-like state, and then get the ancestors to come and connect with you so that they can work with you. Essentially, you want to get a relationship, a liaison with the ancestor who does want to work through you, but you have to kind of purify the relationship and make it clear. So there are animal sacrifices, there are purifications, there's steaming, there's medicines that you drink. There's a very sacred ceremony where you actually go to the river and you get immersed in the river, which is actually what pretty much got me started.
It's like getting baptized.
It's very much like getting baptized. In fact, there's a church in South Africa called the Zionist Christian Church that is Christian and believes in Jesus, but also believes in the ancestors. And the one who initiated me in this river was actually a Zionist prophet. And it felt very biblical, felt very, very, very comfortable, really. But the passion and the power and the fact that they could go into trance so easily and call in all these spirits, and especially the water spirit, who's the one who kind of comes into your body and then you actually feel the kundalini energy going up into your body, and then that starts you off on your journey. But that's pretty much what it is. At the end of the initiation, there is an examination, and actually you're tested all the way along with bones and trance and so on to make sure that you know what you're doing.
I'm looking at the cover of your book, Africa in My Bones. And with this assortment of things in front of you, you have two dice there.
Yes.
What are they doing there?
The dice are... Yeah, good question.
Playing a little game there, or what, with the tribesmen?
Well, the dice are numbers, and each number has a meaning. Like number one, if the number one comes up, and say it's a question, should I get married, and the number one comes up right in front, then it says it's a number one idea. You know, everything, it's a good idea. If three comes up, it means you throw again.
Now, who throws it, you or the person?
Initially, the person throws the bones out of the bag, and all the traditions are slightly different, but the one I learned is that you put the bones in the bag, you open up sacred space to invite the ancestors, you sing a song, or you rattle a rattle, you give some kind of offering, like usually tobacco, and you open up sacred space, and then the person puts the bones in the bag, puts a little bit of tobacco in the bag, blows into the bag to give their energy into the bones, says their full name so they can identify themselves, and then throws the bones on the mat. And then the Sangoma reads the bones, and this first throw is a general throw, like a general diagnosis. And then each individual throw after that is for particular questions, and usually I will just take the bones after the relationship with the bones has been established and with the spirit has been established, then I usually take the bones and answer the particular questions. Each question requires a separate throw, so it can be quite long and tedious. It can sometimes take 2 or 3 hours if somebody has a lot of questions.